come on in, sit down. What's your name, madam?
Alexa.
Alexa. And what is it, some sort of cystitis? What's the matter? What do you do for a living, Alexa?
Lots of things.
You do lots of things?
Yeah.
Yes, I think I've seen a card advertising your services. Are you new in town? Go on, sir. Don't let me guess.
So, I'm an aspiring presenter.
You're an aspiring presenter?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, I'll say to you what I say to all aspiring presenters that I meet. I'll have an Americano, please. Oh, I fucking love my job. Are there any lesbians in? No, my gaydar is pretty much honed in on this pair down there. Hello, how are you two? You all right?
Yeah.
Are you? I presume you're a couple?
Married, yes.
You're married? Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Fabulous. How long have you been married?
Since October.
Since October? My God, it's new and fresh. Have you even finished consummating the relationship?
No.
You don't know when you're finished, do you? That's one of the problems with your lifestyle choice. We'll just put that on hold. We'll be back in a minute. Well, so you're married, you're committed to each other. Well, it's maybe a crazy question to ask you because you're in this long-term relationship and you love each other, but what would it take to get you back on solids? She's a definite no and you're a maybe. Okay, good. Oh, I love my job. I tell you what, I'm going to do a test and see whether we've got any other sisters in the room, see if there's any other lesbians. Sisters. Like, I'm a lesbian. I've got the haircut. Come on. I look a bit like K.D. Lang, I could get away with it. I often get asked this, what celebrity would you most like to sleep with? Angelina Jolie. I'd love to have a go on that. She's an attractive woman, isn't she? I had a dream about her a couple of weeks ago. I'm not saying it was sexy. I had to get the sheets off with a toffee hammer. That's a weird joke, isn't it? Because at once your mind has to go, and, oh, toffee hammers. I realise I haven't got much of a chance with Angelina Jolie. She's with Brad Pitt. I've got a face like a potato. I like, why do women watch porn to the end? To see if they get married. Any other ultimate sexual fancies?
An amputee.
An amputee? It's not Paul McCartney, is it? I can't see. Any other ultimate sexual fantasy?
Your girlfriend.
My girlfriend? Well, maybe we could double team her. My girlfriend is your ultimate sexual fantasy. Yes, people see my girlfriend and they see me and they say, she's only going out with you because you're famous. And I say, but I am famous. What's your point? Is that your girlfriend?
That is my girlfriend.
That's your girlfriend? I'm not going to swap if that's okay. Can I just clarify? You are a beautiful lady, no disrespect to you. But he heckled, I had to put him down. And the only way to get to him was through you. I like the way as well. I suggested your girlfriend wasn't good looking enough, and you applauded. Yeah, you'll be using those hands later on, won't you? I love swearing. I've always quite... Oh, you all right? Sorry, what was that? I missed a bit of chat. Hi. Sorry, it's not the telly. If you talk, I can hear. Now you're looking pissed off. You're thinking, I didn't press the red button. It's gone all interactive. What were you saying? Go on, say.
I thought you were talking about snake bite the drink.
You thought... You... She just said, I thought you were talking about snake bite the drink. Yeah. What happened was... OK, in a joke is like two stories, yeah? And the first story makes you make an assumption about something. So the assumption people made about snake bite in that joke was that it was a snake biting you. But That's the setup of the joke. So you made the assumption he's talking about a snake bite, a snake biting someone. In the second part of the joke, often known as the punchline, what you'll find is that rug will be whipped from under you, and you'll realise that the assumption you made was erroneous. Suddenly revealing a fact that was previously concealed is the nature of all one-liners, madam. So, in essence, I was talking about both snake bites, the thing that happens when a snake bites you, and also the drink. No problem at all. It's lovely to help. Actually, it's nice to have you here this evening, because I think one of the charity gigs I did helped pay for the minibus that brought you here. So, nice to see that money wasn't wasted. Oh, bless her little heart. What are you making of the rest of the show? Or are you just enjoying the spangly things?
Say they want their ideal man to be the outdoors type, the kind of man that enjoys long walks in the countryside. And women say they want their ideal man to be the kind of man that'll take control, the kind of man that's not afraid to take a few risks. Basically, what you're saying, ladies, is your ideal man is a rapist. And it's true, if you're a rapist, you've got pretty much a pick of women. It's funny, because it's true. My point, there's an incredible amount of pressure on women these days to be beautiful and thin, and all I can say is, we've got some very brave girls in here this evening, really. Terrific stuff. So there are some stunning-looking women in here this evening, and some right dogs. You know who you are. I'm joking! No one in here is stunning. Sorry, I'm not sounding very charitable. I do do my bit. You know, I've created a foundation for battered women. It's really thick to hide the bruising. It's weird. Domestic abuse is still a real sort of taboo subject, isn't it? People don't like talking about domestic abuse. And ironically, that makes the problem much worse, because the charities that deal with domestic abuse, their problem is a problem of communication, because the women that they're trying to reach out and communicate with, the battered wives, are the very women that won't shut up and listen. Tragically, this is the only language they understand. I don't know what that is. That's like the lion from The Wizard of Oz. I wouldn't last a fucking day in this city, would I?
Your hair. What, I'm just saying. I like the Spice Girls as much as the next man, but... I can't help noticing you've got a tattoo on your... Well, it's your boob, isn't it, really? It sort of draws the eye. What is that, exactly? It's a rose. And you're... As if boobs aren't fun enough as they are. She thought, I'll tell you, I'll brighten these things up. No fella's going to like these. What are guys like? They like flowers, don't they? Yeah, I'll get a picture of a flower. Any other... Sorry, sir, could you just repeat what you said there? She's on the blob. How nicely put, sir. I think a lesser man might have said menstruation. Or her time of the month, or maybe period. Even Arsenal are playing at home, or she has the red devil in her belly. Up on bricks. But you went with the much more genteel. On the blob! She's on the blob, isn't she? I think in all seriousness, if a woman says, look, I can't have sex, I've got my period, I would say, well, your arse isn't bleeding, is it? Yet. Yet. Give me a moment to work my magic. Domestic violence. There's a topic for you. It happens. People don't like talking about it, but it happens in all our communities. Yeah? Something needs to be done. There's a lot of charities dealing with the aftermath. Very few doing anything preventative. I'd like to start a Jimmy Carr halfway house. A place where women can go and be safe and secure.
and be re-educated about cooking and cleaning and putting out... Doesn't need to happen. There's nothing sadder than seeing a woman with two black eyes. She's been told twice, she just doesn't understand. You're looking slightly disapproving there, madam. You all right? I like the fact that you two look incredibly rock and roll in a sea of middle class. What a wonderful thing. What do you do? Are you in a band or something?
Me?
Yeah.
No,
called Cyber what?
Cyber Dog.
Cyber Dog? Where do you think I got this? Hey? It's rubber on the inside. I might have a funky underpinning. I don't know what a funky underpinning is. That's how unfunky I am. Were you expecting more thrash metal at this gig? Yes, I'm sorry to disappoint. Men tend to fall asleep directly after sex. All I'm saying is, maybe for women, put a bit more into it. Sorry, that's not meant to be misogynistic in any way. I was reading in Tits and Arse magazine. Very interesting and informative article. It was about the difficulties of asking your partner for anal sex. It was entitled, What If She Takes It the Wrong Way? Sorry, I can see you're shifting uncomfortably there. I didn't mean to offend you. I'm sure whatever you decide about anal sex, I'm sure he'll be right behind you. It's easier to get forgiveness than permission. Just thought I'd slip that in. Yeah, go on, once.
Is it right if your girlfriend wants you to watch her pee?
She likes you watching her pee.
She's trying to get
you
to watch her.
She's like, no. Oh. So, sorry. That's it. The question, I get asked that every show. It's weird that you would ask that. So, because she likes a lot of people to watch her pee. Is that your thing? You like people to watch you pee?
No.
Well, clearly, yes. He didn't say that for no reason, did he? Do you remember earlier when you said he was a pedo for making you dress up as a schoolgirl? I think it might be payback time. But surely you could just dress her as a schoolgirl and have her do a wee on you. That's fine. That plays into your whole pedo fantasy. Everyone's happy. Apart from anyone with any sort of sense of taste and decency. Who are frankly horrified by you too. What's your name, sir?
Sam.
Sam. Hi, Sam. What, sorry?
Southwell.
Southwell? Yeah, definitely I need a surname for this. I'm not in charge of the register, don't worry about that. And what is it about being watched pee that you enjoy? Well, just tell us. We're all interested to know. Well, you do, so...
It's not like that.
What is it like?
Give her a glass of water. We'll all find out.
I just think, if you live with someone, you should feel comfortable enough to do anything in front of them.
I'm all for that, madam, yes. Once you've been with someone, there's a level of intimacy that suggests that you would be able to pee in front of them or maybe shit on their chest. But some people aren't like us, baby. Some people don't think in the way... They're closed-minded. They've got a sense of, I don't know, appropriate occasion. It's all right, we're not taping this for... Oh, no, we are. Lovely golden showers. Any other thoughts? What car do I drive? I don't actually drive a car, sir. I roll in one. Motherfucker, yeah, with the bitches in the back, yeah. Any other questions, thoughts?
What's your favourite type of cheese?
What's my favourite type of cheese? Knob.
Where's the best place you performed?
The best place I've performed? I'd have to say in your girlfriend. It's the law. It's the law. I have to, I'm sorry. A very common male fantasy is to have two women at the same time. One to cook, one to clean.
Easy there, I'm joking. They want to fuck them.
Hello, I wanted to tell you about Jimmy Carr Roadkill. It's all my favourite heckle moments from 2025. I've had an amazing year, primarily because people shout out stuff at gigs, and those are the bits that I haven't heard before. So please enjoy. These are, my favourite moments from 2025. Jimmy Carr Roadkill. Click here to watch.